The Gemara on Shabbat, Daf Tzadi Dalid, introduces to us a very interesting klal principle in the laws of Shabbat, specifically in the laws of carrying. And the klal goes as follows: Hai nose et atzmo, which literally means anything with life in it carries its own weight. And therefore the Gemara wants to say, if somebody would carry, for example, a human being, they would be patur on Shabbat, because you're not carrying the live person. The live person literally carries himself. Now, we have to understand what's the logic behind this principle. Bottom line, you are carrying somebody. I mean, you are lifting them. According to the halakha, even if you would lift the smallest item on Shabbat, it doesn't depend on weight. So even if you want to say that the person contributes, let's say, to helping himself, balance himself while the person's carrying him, and therefore he is considered carrying his weight as well, but bottom line, you are lifting something. So the Tosafot has an answer, and the Tosafot says that the reason why Hai Noset Atzmo is Patur is because we did not find such a melacha in the Mishkan. All our melachot are based on their origins from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they did not lift anything that was alive. Well, what was alive? They certainly did not carry any human beings in the construction of the Mishkan. For that matter, the animals that they used for the Mishkan, for example, the Tahash or the Ayil, they didn't carry them, they actually led them. So therefore, since there is no source from the Mishkan, we do not say that if a person carries something that has life in it, is going to be Hayab. Again, no source in the Mishkan. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, in his Teshuvot, has a very novel interpretation to this principle of Hai Noseh Et Atzmo. It's worth repeating. He says that a melacha, to be Hayab on Shabbat, it has to be similar to the Mishkan. The Hotza'ah in the Mishkan was done by objects that it's evident was carried. Which means an inanimate object cannot move on its own. It's clear when you see the object at point A, then you see it at point B, the object didn't walk. It's obvious that somebody carried the object. So only such hotza'ah, that it's clearly evident that it was carried by a person, then you'll be hayab. But a hai, you see him at point A, now you see him at point D. Who says that he was carried? Maybe he walked. So such a hotza'ah is not explicitly evident that it was done through one person. And that's the way he explains the principle. Hai nose et atzmo, in general, which means not when he's being carried. A hai carries himself in generally, meaning a hai is able to walk. A hai is able to move on his own. And since he's able to move on his own, there is no chayuv. Bottom line, the halakha that comes out of this Gemara is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah Siman Shin Chet, halakha Sif Chatan Kuf Nun Dalid. Mishnah Berurah writes, V'yesh shemekilim baze, v'yesh mehamon am shenekshalim baze. There are many people that are negligent when it comes to this halakha, shenosim ketanim al ketfehim. You see them in the public domain, in an area where there's no Iruv, and they're carrying their children on their shoulders. And when you approach them and tell them, it's Shabbat, you're carrying your child, they say, Hai no se'et atzmo. Says the Gemara, Shabbat, in a few places, a person carries himself. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's a gross mistake, because you're right, that only exempts you from Korban Hatat, which means it's not considered Isud Deoraita. However, Isud Rabbanan, it certainly is. So therefore it would be forbidden on Shabbat to carry a child on one's shoulders, or for that matter, to drag the child as well. So long as the child is not actually lifting his feet up and walking, as slow as it is, it's okay. But if you have to drag him, it would be asur b'drabanan. It should be pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah was a realist when it came to this halakha, because he said, we're better off not telling these people. because they're probably not going to listen to us anyway. And therefore he employs the halachic rule of mutav shiyu shogegim ve'al yihyu mezidim. Better let them be inadvertent and not knowing than let them know. Of course this would only be said in a case like this, which is only isur derabanan.